Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
A few years ago, and I was zeichet to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it was Parshas Ve'era, number of years ago, Daniel. And I went to Eretz Yisrael, and the Baal Kohei was reading the parasha. And the term Sivlois Mitzrayim like struck me. That Hashem Vaitzeisi Escha Mitacha Sivlois Mitzrayim. And it bothered me, this word Sivlois Mitzrayim. We have all different names for Golos Mitzrayim. It's a Golos. It's a Shibud Mitzrayim. What's the Sivlois Mitzrayim? The word like struck me. So I was looking. During the laning, I was looking in the Svarim, I like looking in. Looking what the Sivlois Mitzrayim, what's being expressed that Hashem took us out of Sivlois Mitzrayim. After davening, a Yid, a Talmud Chacham, Rav Resnick, Famim Rebina, Talmud Chacham, a Rav there, he came and I asked him, maybe share with the Chevra some Divrei Torah. And all over you see Yad Hashem. Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, it says, Eini Hashem Lekecha Tamid Ba. So he says, I want to say a pshat on Sivlois Mitzrayim. And he said over a pshat on Sivlois Mitzrayim that I like a lot. My mishpacha this year, Pesach, we were eating marah. And somehow machloikis breaks out amongst the kids. This is marah. Every home in the world, romaine lettuce, this is marah. And every mishpacha, everybody likes the other marah, the marah that's marah mamish, the romaine lettuce, marah, bitter, it doesn't. And then in every family, there's like shilas, how bitter do you leave out? I always get nervous that you can't make a bracha ala chilas marah on the horseradish, is it even roi lachila? So I've made it on my own a number of years, I leave it out. Much to the chagrin of my kids, was you leave it out for a while, and then it's the same like romaine lettuce. It's just geschmack, and you could chew it. But I get worried if it's, maybe that's just me. I'm a softy. If it's very very bitter, it's kemat not edible. You're making a bracha ala chilas marah, so it's very not pasha to make a bracha ala chilas marah on that. Lamaisa, there was a machlokes in the family on making the marah on the romaine lettuce, the horseradish, and machlokes broke out. And my son Yaakov said that when the marah is very, he said that I bedafka like the romaine lettuce. And they said, it's not bitter. So he said, when things are shver and you're like moved to tears about your matziv, it's a shtickle of gutazach, you know things are going to change. If you're crying from your pain, if you're in acute tsar from your pain, see you're davening, it's a big sugya, things are going to get better. He said the worst type of merirus, the worst type of bitterness is it just, you just accept it and you're like stuck hopelessly in it. He said romaine lettuce to him is like the worst marah in the world, because like, at least it's bitter, it hurts, it's getting you angry, it's not a good tzach. He said to him, the marah of Mitzrayim, romaine lettuce, much more, and he's mechavin to the Radamsk, because the Radamsk says that Sivlois Mitzrayim means we were soivel it, that we just got used to it. There was a certain type of yiyush that Klaus was like a Sivlois, they were soivel it. And it was a certain type after decades and decades that it almost, there was like a plainness to it, a yiyush, a hopelessness. People just like shrugged, it is what it is. That's Sivlois Mitzrayim. A big Talmud Chacham said that he brought a Zayar that it says, Ki asa maisha asa koil. That he said, Mamish, this Talmud Chacham said the same thing. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu came and caused Klal Yisrael to cry. He said the Zelba thing. He said that Klal Yisrael, so many decades of tzareis, they stopped crying about it. It was just like, Vayar b'sivloisam, and it says sivloisam, the same nusach sivloisam, is Moshe Rabbeinu, they were going through tzar, they weren't even crying. It was just like, this is just what happens. After 86 years of shvera torture, it was like expected pain. And Moshe Rabbeinu's nasan ein of libay liyos meitzer lehem. It's like, this is ridiculous. This is not the way it's supposed to be. And that caused Klal Yisrael to cry, to feel their pain. It's interesting, when I went there, it's just, that's the pshat of Sivlois. Years ago, I went there, it's, so 4 years ago, a guy gave me a letter. Beautiful person gave a letter. And he said, your yeshiva is hurting people. The letter said that perhaps I think your yeshiva is hurting people. You're acknowledging people's struggles. You're creating the struggle. If you'd ignore it, so people push forward. And he wrote that the yeshiva is causing tremendous problems. By acknowledging somebody's struggles, you're being goyim the shit. He wrote a letter, a very scathing letter. So this year, the guy comes to me. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to me. He says, Shalom Aleichem, you recognize me? So I said, yeah, you're the guy. I read the letter on the plane 4 years ago. I said, you're the guy who gave me a letter. He said, are you mad at me? He said, no, I like you, but I'm a very sensitive guy. For some reason, in Eretz Yisrael, I get too much covered. There are a lot of our guys. So I always expect on the plane ride back, for the last many, 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 many years, something funny always happens. So that year, this was a scathing letter. It was like, good, I wasn't so sensitive. It was a good tzach. So I read this. So I told him, you're the guy who gave me a letter. I told him I liked your letter. Bedavka was intelligent. You wrote it very nicely. So he said, I have a new letter for you. This year, I didn't wait to the plane. I read it that night. I didn't wait to the plane. This is going to be geschmack. He asked Mechila. He said, I owe you an apology and a thank you. I apologize, I attacked, and I thank you that I had stuff I had to speak about. And it hurt me that other people were speaking about their stuff. I have since felt my pain and feel my pain, and I'm getting help. And through guys that you have shaykhs with, I'm working on my sugyas. And he wrote a whole letter. He wrote a beautiful letter about his successes today. But this vart describing the civilized Mitzrayim, when a person just accepts. He was mamish feeling. Maishra ben Vayar b'Sivloisim. It doesn't say what he tells Klal Yisrael. It wasn't a specific thing he said. What did he say? What did he respond? Vayar b'Sivloisim. Nasan einav alibay liyis meitzerlein. He understood it and was there in presence to the plane of Klal Yisrael. The response is, ki asa maisha asa koil. Klal Yisrael vayizaku al Hashem. They cry out and feel the pain. And process and work through their sugyas and cry to Hashem. And of course, the Rabbanu Shlom answers the prayers. But that's the taking out of civilized Mitzrayim, that a certain place a person can get to, that they're just civil and they're like ignore, they're romaine lettuce to the pain. So an interesting madrega of Yisurim, somebody could, Rachman Litzlan, get to, that they just ignore and accept and pretend like it's not. So my son loves it. I think everybody will eat romaine lettuce with more gusto now. The romaine lettuce pshat, the Radomsk pshat in the Mara, the civilized Mitzrayim, that it's not so bitter. It's just that's in a way the pain of the pain which a person feels and processes. That's so difficult, but the person's handling their sugya is busy with their sugya. From that space, they're yeshuas. But in the space where the yid is pretending and ignoring, and it's dominating him, but he's ignoring it. To me, always when a bacher says about difficulties, I'm past it. I'm always like, oh no, I'm past it. I'm past it. It's a dangerous word. That's a bechin of civilized Mitzrayim. When a person's, there's a whole shtickle. Rav Geisler Shlita told us this summer a shtickle from the Baal Shem. Beautiful, beautiful shtickle from the Baal Shem. And he described in the Baal Shem, he describes Bina Meitzah Karasi Ka, and he bases it on a Medrash. The Baal Shem based it on a Medrash, Bina Meitzah Karasi Ka, that I'm feeling my tzar. Bina Meitzah, I'm in the Matzav, that I'm not B'reyach Mimenu, he has a Medrash. I don't run away, I don't ignore, I don't pretend like it's not. Bina Meitzah Karasi Ka, I'm mamish. I'm in the mats if you gave me and feeling and processing it. Hashem of a person taka feeling what they're supposed to feel, going through what they're going through, not ignoring. I find it in the halachas of Avelus. I find it very, very stark. It's so interesting to me. I want to listen to some music often, and I don't turn on music. I'm driving in a car. I always would put on something, a little music, a little. And it's so interesting that in Avil, music l'chayr should be for an Avil. Who needs music more than an Avil? Everybody else should be asking music. Avil's Austrian music is so interesting, is so such a chiddush. Simchas, who needs to dance more than an Avil? So what's that? Klor the halachas is saying, feel what you need to feel. That's like klor the halachas from the days of Shiva, Shishleishim, to the Minhage Avelis, are everything points a person that Chazal, that our Torah Kedosh, and the Minhage Yisrael, were not a people who ignore what we're supposed to feel. So it's very, the very halachas are set up that you feel what you're supposed to feel. And Avil's not shaving. Maybe he's the one who should shave. No. Live and be present and do what you feel. Be present to what's happening by you. Don't ignore it. All the halachas are set up that way. And what points is a people who feels what they feel? We're not into sivlois. We're not into, like, that's a negative of the Golos Mitzrayim. It's called sivlois Mitzrayim. When people are civil and ignore and just shrug. And that's not what we're into. We're into feel what we need to feel. I wanted to share with my friends. There's much to share in Parshas Ve'er, but coming back from Eretz Yisrael, I wanted to share a specific hashkacha that, like, just amazes me. There's a Chazal say that Avram Avinu said to Hashem, it's a medrash, that Avram Avinu said he's worried. He said to Hashem, when you promised Adam Arishan that you'll never destroy the world again, when you made promises to Noach that you'll never bring a mabul again, you'll never destroy, Avram Avinu then sees different kings, their countries getting destroyed. And now you could have said the promise is the whole world shouldn't be destroyed. Avram Avinu didn't learn that way. And he sees countries destroyed when the four kings defeated the five kings. And then ultimately the four kings are defeated. He sees cities destroyed. What happened to the promise of the Mabul that you wouldn't bring destruction again? So Avram Avinu says, I understand that the promises made to Noach came true in countries of Tzidkus that were worthy of this promise made to Noach. And countries that weren't worthy got wiped out. Says Avram Avinu to Hashem, I'm nervous you made promises to me that I'll have descendants that are big tzaddikim and the promise will only be to them. But Avram says, I'm not willing to leave out one yid. I'm not willing to forget about one yid. I'm not willing. Every yid counts, and Avram says to Hashem, Mans Hashem, he got nervous. And he says, I saw you made promises to Noach, but it's not true in all his descendants. It became true in only the kosher ones, the best ones. So I'm worried promises you made to me will only be true in some of my descendants. Swears the Rabbeinu Shlomo that I'll send Maginam Shel Tzadikim, it's the Lashon of the Medrash, armies, protectors of Tzadikim, L'chol Echad V'Echad, for every Yid. I'm not letting go of one yet. Hashem swears to Avram Avinu. It's what we say in Shemana Esrei, Magen Avram, the shield of Avram. Ara Yoimazeh, Hashem protects and guards every yid, and every yid counts. Magen Avram. Hashem sends Meginam Shel Tzadikim, armies of Tzadikim, to make sure every yid has a chance to serve Hashem. There's a special Ashkacha for every yid, special value of every yid. And this is what Hashem swears to Avram. I've been thinking, Stam, about the matzav that Am Yisrael, we just had three yidin come back home. I asked myself, I'm curious if what the Olam holds. Did you have kidnapping? You know, in no war, there's no such thing as kidnapping. If someone wants to argue with me, I'm not like a big bucky, and I know they're POWs. They're not prisoners of wars. In the Russian-Ukrainian wars, anybody like a great plan of war? Why don't the Ukrainians kidnap a couple of Russians? Why don't the Russians kidnap a couple of Ukrainians? because there's no shaykhus to the war. No shaykhus, you're kidding. That's very. And by the way, if they have a prisoner, they're holding gishmak. It's not a tactic of war to kidnap a couple. What does it have to do with the war? It's no different than the army's fighting. You kid. Now, I don't say a country likes when we've had Americans kidnapped by Russia. America's not happy. And there'll be a lot of posturing and yelling and screaming. It's not geschmack. It's an indignity. But it's not a tactic of war, because who cares? Because people aren't losing sleep. America was kidding. It's not a geschmack azach. People will run around and media will scream, but it's not a thing. There's only one people you capture a whole country if you take a yid. I've never heard a sug, a country could attack Eretz Yisrael, you don't need an army. If you capture one yid, and they all know it, then it's big trouble for us. Kemat don't need a fight, you need to take a yid. There's only one people in the world like this, and I'm aware that it creates problems. There's Homach likes him, the hostages family, there's different deis, they're going to kidnap others. It's only because of a people that's not willing to be mevater on one. Somebody's taken from us. It's a huge, you can mamish like handicap a whole country. We're the only people in the history of the world, it's true, called Yachid V'Yachid matters. We care about every individual. There are no extras. There's nobody by us that we're willing to say, I'm saying, there's no such thing in our world. There's no such thing in our world. We care about Kol Yachid V'Yachid. So this is the sugya. This is mamish, the sugya we're in the middle of, the value of every yachid. This is the sugya Am Yisrael celebrating, whatever anybody's halachic sheet, we're not called for the psak. Klal Yisrael celebrating a few people coming home. Yidden coming home, called yachid, the yachid, that's the sugya of our nation. Not willing to forgo one. I watched in Eretz Yisrael, we have a yeshiva here in Durham, Connecticut. In Connecticut we have a yeshiva. And we send guys, we looked at after guys should continue their journey, and literally like 10 years ago, we were stuck. We didn't have places, the exact fit for guys to go. And I've watched Hashem send, it's like, Mamish Nisim, you're talking about stuff, there's a Yid shows up from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Fisher Shlita, Yid shows up, he describes to me a certain type of yeshiva he wants to build. He described to me, it was a beautiful idea. I asked him, is it possible you could just take all our guys? And he says, yeah, I'll take you. He showed up. He's taken hundreds of guys. It's a miraculous place, a gorgeous yeshiva. Guys becoming b'nei Torah, steiging, growing. I saw a kollel this year that came from his yeshiva, a new kollel starting, a pella. Then Rebbe Ron is a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, Diki Yeshiva. He decides he wants to start teaching Americans. Rebbe Simcha Stern, who learned here 25 years ago, makes the Shidduch. Nisim. And I just watched, like so many Yidden, each guy goes. I watched different. The Rebbeinu Shlom kept his promise. Meginam Shal Tzadikim. Mamish armies of tzaddikim. I meet these yidden, one more beautiful than the next. This one's learning. I watch my own son as a second seder chavrusa. This kaddish v'tor, this malach. I don't know where he came. Hashem like made him. My son should have first seder chavrusa, second seder, different tzaddikim. Maginam shel tzaddikim, army of tzaddikim, to watch people's journeys and the right people come along at the right time, the right place. There's Ashkachas Hashem, the Meichen Mitzadei Gavru, who puts people where they're supposed to go. But specifically, Meginam Shal Tzadikim. That Hashem sends armies of Tzadikim. That each Yid should have opportunity, the right people, the right place, the right people to guide, the Meginam Shal Tzadikim, to experience it, to see the Ashkachas Hashem, that he promised Avram, that to every Yid I'll send Meginam Shal Tzadikim, in the right time, in the right place. I once told the Chevra story that I was in Pennsylvania. During COVID, that I was in Pennsylvania, and I went to daven with the minyan, it was during COVID, And somebody asked me, I was the first guy at the minyan. That doesn't usually happen. I was there early. I was in my tefillin, and a guy said, do you have the COVID vaccination? I was like, oh, no. So at the time, I didn't. No political, I'm not saying what I have now and not. No dais. But I said no. He said, leave the minyan. I was like, oh, no. I felt very mevuzis. I drove back in my tefillin. I felt very, like, just frustrated, embarrassed. It's not so you get kicked out of a minyan. It's not like the best feeling ever. So, okay, I got kicked out. Shine. I go back to the hotel to stay, and I was like, "Fresh Hashem, what mechatesek? Why?" Yeah, I thought like in Pennsylvania, I'm safe, and a guy tossed me out of the minyan. I don't have my vaccination. So I go back to the hotel. It was very early in the morning. For me, that means like 7:30. You know, I grew up to think it was very early, mamish early. But the ketzer is, I find a spot to daven about 6 or 6:30. I don't remember what time. I find a nice place to daven. That's it. Okay, I was kicked out of the minyan. I start davening, and a man sits near me and just stares at me for a long time, watching me daven. So I finished davening. I'm like, hello, like do you want something? The guy was mamish staring. Turned out he was a yid. Beautiful yid. He was a little slow, wasn't, you know, beautiful yid, beautiful midas. And he has a little job. He has a shtel at that hotel we were staying at. He dries the dishes a few days a week. That's what he could do. The cups, the glasses, even the dishwasher. He explained to me why they can't put them in the dishwasher. They have too many of them. It wouldn't even be. Lemaisa, he dries the dishes. When they come out of the wash, he dries them. That's his shtel, and they pay him some money. He said, Poncti came early today, and he sees a yid, another yid. I'm also a flackerty wearer, he tells me. We spoke about tefillin. It made me appreciate tefillin. I have a lot of history with my tefillin. And this meeting this year was a kindness from Hashem. It was clear Hashem kicked me out of a minyan, so I would daven near this year. And we bonded very deeply. And he told me, Ein malavach, he puts on tefillin. And he said, Lubavitch Chassid comes to the hotel once a week. They meet there and he puts tefillin on him. I was moved, Meginim Shel Tzadikim. Here's a guy, he's washing, he's not, the chassid's not expecting like a lot of money in return. I promise this guy is not, he's drying the dishes, that's his shteller. And some tzaddik comes, ein malavach, to put tefillin on the yid. He's a yid. He feels excited by tefillin. He was staring at me wearing my tefillin. He wanted to tell me he's also a tefillin wearer. This inyan meginim shel tzaddikim, that they're tzaddikim that Hashem sends for kol yachid v'yachid, to give you chances to learn Torah, to learn Hashem's Torah. When you meet, you see people's journey, and you zayche to see how tzaddikim show up. All different types of tzaddikim show up. The right tzaddikim for the right yidden, you see that this promise that Hashem told Am Yisrael, that I'll send meginim shel tzaddikim, and I'm not mevater on one. You see a kiyum of. We're watching Klal Yisrael on the matzav. We're excited. Some more hasen should turn back. We're only by teach and Hashem, and to see more come home. The excitement of yidden belonging home, safe by us, wanted by us. Yechidim, that yechidim, we're a unique people. We're unique people. Even to watch negotiations, it's like filled. To watch this, what one gets exchanged for, is only because we're the only people. There's no such thing in any other ummah. If you have one, so give us one back. And we'll swap back one for one. By us, you could like, you hold our whole country. It's a deal. The crazy extortion by us, because if you take our child, our son, our daughter, you could extort the world from us, because it's our daughter, it's our son. And it's the sugya of the value of Kol Yachid. The Yachid were excited. I couldn't believe, I heard a recording from one of the three, had a recording to her friends. I consider myself one of her friends. So I listened to the recording. She sent the recording to her friends, Emily. She said, Be'ezris Hashem, I'm home. I couldn't believe, Azayid. That's what she's saying. She thanked Hashem, Be'ezris, with the help of God, I'm home. That was the first recording she said to her friends she wanted to put out there. Be'ezris Hashem, with the help of God, I'm back home. No, you're a yid. That's a yid. After such harrowing experience, the first thing, Mam Meshem Shemaim Shagar Befiya. First thing she wants to say, Be'ezris Hashem, I'm home. So I say to us, I say to all of us, are learning the value of Kol Yachid V'Yachid, to taka see the Ashkachas Hashem on Kol Yachid V'Yachid, and for us to be mechazik, recognizing the value, not being mevater. No parent in a family, if a family has seven kids, they don't say, at least six are doing well. They're worried about each child. There's no extras in the mishpach. There's no normal, sane person. They're tzufrin that all their kids are doing well. If one is struggling, so it's a big baya. That's our people. That's our mishpacha. That's Am Yisrael. We're not the type. So at least we're worried. We're dayig for kol yachid v'yachid. We're unique people in the world. The sugya of our nation is the value of kol yachid v'yachid. We're celebrating the return of kol yachid v'yachid, and we want to make sure that kol yachid v'yachid is welcomed by us. If we could sing together, Ani b'chastcha b'tachti, your people experiencing the chesed Hashem. Rav Ezi Yolkias, v'ani b'chastcha b'tachti. Perfect. V'ani b'chastcha b'chastcha b'tachti. V'ani b'chastcha I want to share a pshat with the chevra, my friends. It's on Parsha Shmais. I want to share an idea that occurred to me in learning Parsha Shmais. I'd like to share this. Yankiv, I want to share this with you. An idea that occurred to me. Yitz, you'll tell me what you think about this. Moshe Rabbeinu sees two yidden fighting, He sees two yidden fighting, and he says to the Rosh, Lama Sakariyecha, he says to the guy hitting, what are you hitting, your friend? The yid yells back at Moshe Rabbeinu, Misam Chalish, who made you sar v'shayfet aleinu? Halargeni at Oimer, are you going to kill me? Are you going to say to kill me? Are you going to kill me with your deeper, like you killed the Mitzri? Vayir Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gets afraid. The yid threatens Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Parayanim. Rashi brings a drash on Vayira Moshe, a drash that is afraid because of Lashon Hara. Since that Rishon and Klal Yisrael, maybe there's Bali Lashon Hara, maybe we won't get the Gula. Because of Lashon Hara, maybe we won't get afraid. Vayayimer Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achei Noida Davar, now I know. Rashi's first kipshuta is Achei Noida Davar, the thing's going to get recorded back to the Melech. Rashi brings a drash. Rashi says, Ayisi Tama, for a long time I had a kasha. Why is Klal Yisrael and Golus? But now I know. Now I know that Bali Lashna, I didn't stand there in Golus. Bothers me a kasha. What bothers, I have a few kashas, I'll ask the simplest kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu's afraid that because they're Bali Lashon Hara, we're in Golus. So what's he meisif with Achei Noida Davar? What is he meisif? Obviously, if he's worried that we're going to stay in Golus, it means because of Lashon Hara, it's worthy to be in Golus. What's he saying? Geshmak. Achei Noida Davar, a big kasha for Yaron. You're like excited about such a teretz? You know, sometimes you have a kasha on a Gemara. It's geshmak to have a teretz, because this is not a good geshmak. Like for years I had a kasha while we were in Golos, but geshmak, oh, I'm so relieved, now I have a good teretz. Like, what's happening? What's he meisiv if he's just trying to say that Lashon Hara puts us in Golos? It says Vayira, he's afraid that because of Lashon Hara, we're not. So what was he meisiv like? Yes, I have a teretz to my kasha. It's not so geshmak to be mitaret such a kasha. What's happening? I had a meisiv of Aaron Schechter. The Chaim Bolin Rosh Yeshiva, when he was here, I offered him some cake. I want to give the Shiva some food, some lunch. He had cake in front of him. He said, no. So now I want to bring the Shiva lunch. No. I want the Shiva lunch. After a few times, he said, you're right, bring me lunch. You're right, bring lunch. He liked his mask. Then he asked me a funny question. He said, what are you bringing me? It's the question caught me off guard. Am I bringing you? Like, we're going to start discussing the menu. So I said, my wife has kugel. I remember she had a noodle kugel at home. So my wife has noodle. I felt this was like a really awkward. He's a Pirish tzaddik. So my wife has noodle kugel. So then he says, what are you adding? He points to the cake on the table. He says, what are you adding? Things got really awkward. I'm like, my wife's noodle cook's real. I started telling her about my wife's noodle cook. Like, how do I suppose it's a lot better than the cake? I don't know how to, like, it's a really delightful. The conversation got very awkward. Where I'm describing how delicious it is. You know, a lot of the bar I'm like, and I like it. No, it was just very, like, uncomfortably. Where there was a discussion about my wife's noodle cook. Like, he said a few times, what do you eat? I'm trying to describe how delicious it is. He's getting frustrated. I think Rav Fishman was in the room. I have to ask him if he remembers. I think he was in the room. He's, what are you adding? I'm describing the noodle called how good it is. It was getting awkward. Finally, he said like five times, and I chapped what he meant. And I figured there's a Gemara in the Dharm that says the Bavloi Tipshay, the Ochli Namad Banamad, eat bread with bread. I never knew Pshat in the Gemara. I have pizza and noodles all the time. Like, what's the foolish Babylonians? They're foolish because they don't see the food as an ends for itself. You should enjoy food, but you should understand it's giving kayach. Nama Banama, starch. They don't see food as a way to get kayach. He was saying, what are you adding? I have starch already, I need a protein. So, oh, the Shiva needs bread. Oh, he's like, you got it. Like, I'm not talking about your wife's noodle kugel. I don't want to handle how good the cake is. I'm not handling all that. I just need a starch. I said, oh, I'll bring tuna fish. Lucky I knew what would be a protein. I'll bring some tuna. And he's like, he wasn't talking the quality of the tuna. He just wanted, he has a starch. He needs a protein. That's how he sees food. So there is like a schmack. You taught me pshat and a gemara. It's exciting. Yeah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, geschmack. I had a kasha for years, my klais was in Golis, but now I'm excited. They deserve it. So I'm very troubled by pshat and pesukim in the drash. But I'll tell you what it looks like to me here. I want to say what I read in these pesukim. Moshe Rabbeinu for years sees that klai Yisrael is not roi legolus. Roi legula. Tama, you see tama. So he sees our beautiful people. Do you think he wants a teretz to that kasha? The only teretz to such a kasha is Gula itself. He sees the beautiful people. Beautiful people. The bottom. If somebody sees a tata beating up his kids, and you have a kasha, you see a precious, cute kid. He says, oh, he's a troublemaker. Yet, you understand your... It's the stupidest terrorist. He's a cute kid. You're right. The only answer, I don't know. The only answer is the tata should be merachim on the kid. There's no answer. I promise this. If you see a father beating up his kid, he says, if you see a cute kid, you're seeing right. He says, what a kid. There's no answer. No, you don't understand. He's really hard. He has colic. So he has colic. It's not easy. But he's not a cute kid. You're seeing right. For years, Moshe Rabbeinu has a tmiyah. Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, they're not ruyim l'kach. All of a sudden, Vayira, he's afraid. Shem eino ruyim l'goyim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, why am I afraid all of a sudden? For years, he wasn't afraid. And all of a sudden, he says, I'm afraid about Bali Lashon Hara. He says, Achei noida davar. Now I think because of Lashon Hara, they're ruyim l'golos. Lashon Hara makes us see bad on Yidden. And it makes us say, Ruinein Lekach. Be'emes, we want a kasha. We don't want a teretz to this kasha. We want to see beautiful Yidden, and we should see beautiful Yidden. The danger of Lashon Hara is that it gives you a teretz to the kasha. You say, Ruinein, we don't want, the only teretz we want is Gula. And the task is to see a precious and beautiful people. Don't accept any, and don't say Lashon Hara and Am Yisrael. You say Lashon Hara, it makes us all think, Ruyim Hein Lekach. That's not a good teretz. The teretz we want is Gula, no other teretz. We want Yidden coming home, and we want good for Yidden. See good in Yidden. There's a famous maisa with the Barditchever at the Manishtana. They came time to ask the four kashas. He started crying like crazy. Wouldn't stop. The whole say they waited. After 20 minutes, 25 turns, man, ma, he gets up. He said, four kashas. He starts bawling. He said, you see the lady down the block in Almanah, she's going through so much. You'd not have parnasa. You see a person needs a shidduch, children. He starts crying about suffering. He said, I have many kashas, Hashem. Think he wanted like a teretz? No, you don't know. He was very smart, but he knew that his yainus, but he saw beautiful people. The only teretz he wanted was Yeshua's. So I want to give us all a bracha. We should talk to see good in Yidden. We should have, if we see a difficulty with Yidden, it's a tefillah to Hashem, it's a kashita, it's a tefillah to Hashem, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should answer our tefillahs with geulas and Yeshua's for Am Yisrael. But our task is to have the kashita, to see good in Yidden, to see a beautiful people that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. The Tata wants us to see good in his banim. That's for sure. No father wants to say, oh, I see your kids are bad. He wants to have a kasha. Azah, beautiful banim you have. So Shvi Zaychi to see good in banim, to have the tmi of Moshe Rabbeinu, not the Vayir. We'll do that by avoiding Lashon Hara, by avoiding negative talk in our people. We should see good in our people. Shvi Zaychi to the Yeshuas that come from that. A good Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.